League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 2 hours in the books, heading
that
into hour
fast.
Three. Extremely fast. I mean, and you like to end each hour particularly. You don't want to end each segment on a high, too, but you like to end each hour on a high. And boy, I Albert Pujols that sucker, and then you just messed it up.
Well, I didn't know that was your walk-off shot.
It was smooth, too.
It was, and then I ruined it. But I was kind of giving you credit by saying, all right, but I should have just shut up. That's my bad.
You got to learn when to shut up.
As a victim of that, I should have recognized it and just shut up, but I didn't. And I apologize to you.
That's all right. No, man, I don't want your apology.
You want to go back and do it again? We can start the whole...
Let's run that back.
Let's do this whole conversation over again. I'm sure the people
and
would love that.
And our best segment was done during the break, so...
It usually is. Those are usually the best segments.
We probably shouldn't even talk during the break. Save it for on the air.
I know. Yeah. That's true.
Then we'd be all suspended.
Then we'd all get... Yeah, y'all get fired.
I do. I have to get the cuss words out at the break. That's the hardest thing when you're just having fun, hanging out, just saying whatever comes to mind, is remembering you can't cuss. Because we're sitting here, we're drinking this great Stesty beer. It's a Czech beer from Stesty Brewing Company in Lovelady. We're having a good time. And then you got to remind yourself, don't cuss, because the beers are flowing, the laughs are flowing, and then the last thing you want to do
isn't there some rule, like
Barry Warner did yesterday.
I'm not a radio guy. I just did a bunch of radio shows, but isn't there a rule you're not supposed to be drinking on the air?
Is that a law or a rule? Because there's a difference, and I care about
one
and not the
other. The rules.
I care about
the law.
Yes.
You don't really give a damn about that, but you don't want to admit it.
Yeah, well, I'll obey the law.
Generally.
Rules? Yeah. I'm iffy on rules. Ask Nick. Usually I'll just ask if I can say a word on the radio while I'm on the radio. I will.
What did you say? See that?
What?
I don't know if it's the drinking or it's my hearing, but did you sound like ethnic? You say ask Nick?
I heard ask Nick.
Yeah?
I heard ask.
Okay.
Did I say ax or ask? I'm prone to both. I'm prone to both. I'll be real honest with you. I will say both at any moment. I don't know. You get a couple beers in me, couldn't get worse.
And we're working up
and
on
we
that.
We are. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Send your text to the man over there with the axe-nisk going on, coming out of his mouth. Anti-moped. If you're a moped lover, join in and help a brother out. Not if you're black, because we already tried that. Trevor, thanks. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Royce White. The Royce White story is always fascinating me when he... Oh, Lord. Stop that, Arians fetus.
Is that the Kawhi backpack?
That's so unnecessary.
Let me describe this. You can't even talk. So Arians Fetus, who longtime listener, friend of the show, friend of the Sunday show as well, he tweets out a picture of a sack. And it's, well, now there's guests in the studio, so I want to kind of be appropriate. Not that I guess I shouldn't care
too late
because
enough.
It's going out over the airways to thousands of people, but let one guy show up in the producer's booth and all of a sudden I want to talk right.
Uh-oh. Anybody wearing a suit over there? Because that would be a problem.
Just go follow at Barry's Funny, and I just retweeted it. That's all you need to know. Just this whole conversation comes down to this one tweet.
Let me go back down to the chick near the moped.
Get that off your screen.
Get my concentration back.
Got to cleanse my eye palate. That's not good.
Man, I don't even know where we were.
Royce White. And we got that call, too, if you want to do that.
Yeah, and Royce White's nuts too.
I see what you did.
Well, he is. Well, he's.
Yeah.
It's a clinical situation. Yeah,
not the medical, but the clinical. I got you.
Yeah. Let's take a call. 713-780-3776 so I can listen and shut the hell up for a minute. David, you're on the usual suspects. Start talking.
Jerome. Hey.
Yes, sir.
This is David. I'm actually a Spurs fan. I'm a Spurs season ticket holder. I'm on my way to San Antonio for the game right now.
Cool.
And I just want to say I normally like listening to you reading your articles, but you know, just got a couple of things to mention about Kawhi and the James Harden conversation. You know, number one, you're saying he can't be shut down, but game two, you stopped short of game two. How many points did Harden have in game two?
In game two?
I think it was 13.
But he wasn't shut down. He just had he didn't have a great day.
Okay,
well, right? What did you call that then?
What?
But also, I wanted to also ask how many Finals MVPs does James Harden have? Because I know Kawhi has one. How many Defensive Player of the Years does James Harden have? Kawhi has two. You know, so there's
okay.
a big difference in their games, but. I think clearly Kawhi has the accolades to be called the superior player.
No. Let's try this again now. So you think because Kawhi was a Finals MVP that just makes him clearly hands down end of discussion better than James Harden as a basketball player?
David, you there?
Yeah, I can barely hear.
So that Finals MVP, you think that's a difference maker in whether or not one's a better basketball player than the other one?
No, I think the body of work is the difference.
Okay, well, the body.
Because you also started to say that Leonard is. I mean, I'm sorry, the beard is more involved, therefore deserves more credit, but. You know what? Things were pretty bad in Houston the last couple of years.
No, you're wrong. See, that's your problem. You're just like these people in Houston. You get so used to Houston sucking so bad because it has for so long in so many sports that you get confused. Things have not been so bad in Houston for so long. 2 years ago, the Rockets went to the Western Conference Finals. 2 years ago, the Rockets had the third best record in the NBA. Last year, they went 41-41. Wasn't that good? 2 years ago, the Rockets went farther in the playoffs than did your San Antonio Spurs. You know, 3 years ago when Kawhi won the Finals MVP, and the Finals is for one series of play, the guy only averaged 16 points a game during the season. He was not a great basketball player. He's continued to improve over the course of time. I'm not going to take that away from him. And I'm not saying he's not one hell of a player, but you're acting like, oh, well, see, he was a Finals MVP. That makes him so much better than James Harden, who's never been the Finals MVP. No. That, give him credit for that, a pat on the back for it. But no, and James Harden has been leading a team, been by far the best player. And y'all forget how bad y'all dogged Dwight Howard for being Dwight Howard. James managed to take a team with Dwight Howard on it to the conference final.
Actually, Dwight Howard was the only one that shows up in the playoffs.
He showed up big in the playoffs.
I
defend Dwight Howard, but yeah. You know, but no, he. But during the season, he didn't play in.
Half
40 games or whatever. James led that team to matching one of the best records the Rockets have ever had.
No doubt.
James has had a run of 3 years where he's been spectacular.
But
I'm not taking anything away from Kawhi. But come
on. Well, you kind of are, though, aren't you?
No, I'm not taking away from Kawhi. I'm saying I think people are not giving James enough credit. That's the point. People don't give him enough credit for all that he does. You know, you don't lead the league in assists unless you're playing some serious basketball.
But here's
the
thing.
People like to say he's only a scorer. No, he's a distributor and always has been.
But here's the thing. I agree with you that they're not giving James enough credit, but that's a different argument than saying that James Harden overall is a much better basketball player than Kawhi Leonard is because he can score more. That's a completely different argument.
But you're flipping around and saying Kawhi is a much better player because he plays better defense.
What I'm saying is you also have been kind of discrediting Kawhi by saying, well, he hasn't done it. I mean, if you look at his career, he really hasn't done it until this year. Well, he averaged 25 this year, 21 last year.
16 something before that. So before that, he
was. But go look at James Harden's first 4 years.
Before that, he wasn't even. Before
9, 12, 16. And then when he came to Houston, he went 25, 25, 27, 29.
As soon as he started starting. But he was better off the bench than Kawhi has been his entire career until 2 years ago.
No, Kawhi, in his fourth year in the league, he scored 16. That's what James did off the bench. And Kawhi was also playing third and fourth fiddle on a team.
Off the bench.
Kawhi was never the number one option on the Spurs until Tim Duncan retired.
Tim Duncan was 99 years old and Kawhi Leonard.
It doesn't matter. You had Parker Ginobili and Tim Duncan.
And they were, okay, they were
not. They all got first
love. They were in their early 90s. Kawhi were that great. But James was coming off the bench and playing better than Kawhi was in his first few years. I mean, it's not. I don't. What?
No, he was playing about the same, but also, I mean, what was Kawhi's minutes? Because that's also what you got to look at is how many minutes was he getting as opposed to Harden? If you're going to compare their first couple of years to their first couple of years, is it equal? And then what were they doing with the minutes that they got? Because he came off the bench.
If you want to do it that way, look it up and you'll see Kawhi was playing more minutes than James was playing, and Kawhi was averaging 12 points a game.
In 1 year. You're just isolating
year. He averaged 12 points a game. He averaged 12 or less in his first 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Kawhi did.
And he was playing what? How many minutes?
30 minutes a game.
That's what James is playing as a backup in OKC. And he was averaging the same.
31 minutes and averaged 17 points a game. And then he came to Houston.
Now we're splitting
hairs. He came to Houston and jumped right up to 26 immediately.
Okay. Hold on. Let me read you the first three years.
The first time James became a starter, what did he do? And then you tell
25.
Me the first. Now, the first time Kawhi became a starter, what did he do? In the discussion. 713-780 ESPN. Jerome Salinger, Victor. We'll be back in a minute.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Got a few callers want to jump in. Well, we'll let you do that. We're not going to ride this Kawhi James, especially after seeing that sack on.
That was disturbing.
I'm still having focus issues, but we will let you give a quick 30-second or minute your position on it, though, if you're on the line holding at 713-780-3776. But before we do that, you were talking earlier about how we talk a bunch of beep during the breaks and have to censor ourselves, and you and I are heavy-duty cursors. I mean, they're just words to me.
Yeah.
You know, I know what I mean, and I get into this debate with people a lot of times too. Like, oh, your vocabulary must not be all that. No, my vocabulary is doing fine, thank you. But there are times that, you know, if I drop a brick on my toe, and I say ouch, that means it hurts like ouch.
Yeah.
If I say
that means
then you go, oh man, that really hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Those words mean something different at the time.
Those words have just as much value in description as any other word.
They're just words. And
that's
who decided you put these words together? It's a bad word. These letters in this form. I mean, who got to decide that?
I don't know if you knew this, but the F word is actually what I heard, what I learned, and this might be
Lord,
true or not.
Take this
heard.
With a grain of salt.
The F word is actually an abbreviation that stood for fornicating under the consent of the king.
That's not true or not. That's not an abbreviation.
Yeah, it would be.
That's an acronym, but that's, no, don't you worry about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Words mean
whatever.
Something.
You know what? I went to Lone Star. You can't. But at least I did you, so in a car.
You were in.
I may have went to Lone Star. But
I couldn't even get my Lone Star joke here. No, before you cracked. Beat me to the
I knew what you were going to do.
My moped couldn't rev up fast enough.
I saw you pedaling, getting ready to try to run me over. No, sir.
Speaking of cuss words.
Yeah.
Here's my man, Pac-Man Jones, describing his feelings after his car had a bit of an issue today.
Now, this motherfucker ran straight into me, man. Get the out of here, God, man! Don't make no sense. I'm one of them. My car, this done pulled out and hit me. They told my anger management at work. No, I'm allowed to smack the out of a who do the shit like that. Stupid, my mother going up for sale. I tell you that, goddamn, I'm gonna get this motherfucker fixed and get this bitch out my driveway, man.
Oh, you leave, bitch, in?
I got to buy a whole new car.
Oh, that's...
I can't understand what he's saying.
I don't know.
With all the impressive bleeping you're doing over there, Nick.
Well, was he sending that message in Morse code? What was that?
His Rolls Royce was plowed into from the side.
Oh.
Now, see, I'm not a big car person like that. I don't value it that way. But people who do... And people are giving him a whole bunch of crap about going off because some guy ran into his Rolls Royce.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You'd go cussing crazy.
If I had a Rolls Royce, like if someone drives into the side of my Silverado, I'm going to be upset, but it's just a Silverado. I don't really, it's okay. It's whatever. But if I had a Rolls Royce and some dumbass just plows into this, yes, I would probably go off like that.
It'd be hot.
Without a doubt. We're talking a significant difference in cost and resale value. No one wants a banged up Rolls Royce. No one wants a fixed Rolls Royce. The Carfax just says nope. That's just all it says. Like,
it doesn't have an incident report. Or
no, it's just, hey, what is this Rolls? Nope. Okay, forget it. Let's go look at another Rolls Royce. No. God, yeah. I would be upset.
Yeah, you. If you're buying a Rolls, you're usually not looking for the bargain. You're not like,
no.
Let me see if I can find one that's been an accident, you know, so I can save a few bucks.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
They told my anger management at work, no, I'm allowed to smack the out of you do the shit like that.
That's the best part.
And
at work, where does he work?
Pac-Man, I'm very impressed that Pac-Man's, the anger management is working. Because normally, he smack him, you know. Way to go, Pac-Man. I'm proud of him.
It does seem like that it's working.
When's the last time he hit a bat? Has it been a while?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's in anger management. Didn't he slap some woman last summer?
Was it last summer?
A couple summers ago at a bar or something.
But she started it. Yes.
No, I'm not. No, but that's
Jerome.
No, I'm not the she started kind of guy. I'm not sitting here talking about like a Joe Mixon. Somebody pushed him. She had it coming. No, that I was specifically talking about the Pac-Man case. I think she might have poured beer or something. I don't follow all the trails and trials of Pac-Man Jones.
You can't live your life.
Yeah,
there's a few of them.
Man. Oh, we have to get into this, too. Go ahead.
I'm just glad he's in anger management, and it seems to be working, because he didn't seem like he was angry at all.
They told my anger management at work, no, I'm allowed to smack the out of you do the shit like that.
You got to take baby steps, man. That's progress. And that's his Rolls Royce.
That dude is still alive. That means it's working.
That's his Rolls Royce.
Oh, I would
back
be
in
mad.
The day, boy, Pac-Man shoot up a club. You hit his Rolls Royce. You scoop up his money. He trying to make it rain. Isn't that what happened at the Vegas nightclub during the NBA All-Star game?
Making it rain. Yep.
Yeah. You ever made it rain?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like
rain or a sprinkle?
No, I would make it hailstorm.
little drizzle. little drippity drip.
I mean, does wadding them up and throwing them ones individually count as making it rain?
That's not rain.
What, I made a snowball fight.
That's a water balloon. That don't count. That ain't rain water.
Honestly, that I've never made it rain because I've maybe thrown a crumbled up dollar once.
You roll up $1 bill and throw it up. I'm making it rain.
That's not the same. Okay. All right. That is not the same.
Oh, man. A couple callers. If y'all hang, we will indeed.
Promise.
Allow you your moment to shine. We'll be back in a minute. This is The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I know you weren't bumping into that over there. And Nick, what y'all know about this? You don't know nothing about this.
I got punked the last time, so I'm not commenting on this.
You don't know nothing about roller coasters. Stop.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. I already said it once.
You're embarrassing me. Nick, you're embarrassing me in front of our guests.
Our guests? Jerome?
Oh, God.
Red Hot. Oh, God. I guess Sugarfoot don't mean nothing to you. You don't know nothing about that, do you? Lord. And you either. Don't be laughing.
What?
Barry's offended right now.
Sugarfoot.
Yeah.
You know Sugarfoot?
Dude,
don't Google.
No, I'm pulling up the text line.
Why are you typing so fast?
Roller coaster, I love. How would I not know this?
Who's Sugarfoot?
I don't know what the hell Sugarfoot is. I feel like you're making that up. I feel like you're making up Sugarfoot. It's like Sweet Tooth and Sugarfoot. Like, what?
Sweet Tooth?
Yeah. Oh, that's my jam.
I don't know who Sweet Tooth is.
I looked up Sugarfoot, and it's some white dude, some white cowboy. What are you watching?
You Googled Sugarfoot and came up with
a white cowboy. And Hutchins is Tom Sugarfoot Brewster.
And people are surprised you were teaching line dancing at a juke joint in Conroe.
Dude, Roller Coaster of Love. I don't know. Like, I used to skate to that.
Do Sugarfoot, Ohio Players.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah,
he
Ohio
is
Players.
Ohio
okay.
Players. And one of the greatest afros in the history of afros.
Oh, he was in Ohio Players?
The voice from the Ohio Players.
Okay. Now, see, I'll admit, I don't know a ton about the Ohio Players.
Say what? That's Sugarfoot right there. You know what
that
I'm
wasn't
saying?
Bad.
You don't,
I like
you don't know nothing about
I do
that.
Not. You're right. I do
don't
not.
Y'all, don't y'all play this stuff y'all can't hang with.
I think he's talking to you, Nick, because I keep.
But I can educate him. Yeah, you on the other hand, you white folk. I'm scared. Let's take Cross before I dig this any deeper.
Yeah.
Cross, you're on The Usual Suspects.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man.
What's up, Cross?
Joe, Nick, and Barry. Hey, I just wanted to offer my 2 cents, man. Kawhi Leonard, I feel like has continually gotten better over the years. Like, we watched him come into the league. He played hard, and he was a fundamental kind of guy. But, you know, in each playoffs and each season, he got better. Mm-hmm. Over time, I feel like James Harden pretty much still has he's still in the same wheelhouse as far as if he's a great scorer. He just kind of decided to start being a facilitator. And I feel like Kawhi Leonard, like, he worked with Kobe Bryant in the offseason. You know, I feel like he worked a lot harder on his game and his shows.
Yeah.
For the all-around aspect.
You work with Kobe Bryant, you know what the first class you take is from Kobe Bryant, right?
Not passing drills.
it's not going to be passing drills.
No.
But Kawhi Leonard, he's a very unselfish player, you know, how he came in as a very unselfish player. Baby Tim Duncan, that's what I call him. You know?
I think people get unselfish and quiet confused. He's quiet.
And that may be the case. That may be the case because I'm getting a little bit of that from myself right now. But James Harden, I think Kawhi has made huge leaps in his game, and you could tell he's been working on his game, and he takes his profession very seriously. Not saying James does it, but I think James has been a great scorer. You know, he's been a great scorer, but he just started showing up in the playoffs. Last year, because even with OKC, when he goes to the playoffs, he disappeared. Am I right? Or am I wrong?
No, you're wrong. But that's all right. This is a good effort on your part.
Thanks for the call.
No, I'm just messing with you. No, you're not totally inaccurate. James has had some games in the playoffs during his career where he didn't shine. Okay, no question about that. And he had him at really bad times when he was at OKC in the finals against the Heat when they played in the finals. The thing that I believe gets kind of lost in it, though, is because James has some personality compared to Kawhi. You know, this chair I'm sitting in has personality compared to Kawhi. It moves.
It even talks
if you move it. If Kawhi came in here and just sat down and talked for 30 minutes, most people, except for all these Spurs fans who keep calling in here,
they wouldn't know
who he is.
That's probably
they would
true.
Not recognize his voice. If we didn't keep saying, we got Kawhi Leonard sitting here, no one would know what he sounds like because he doesn't talk. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying, but people applaud that all of a sudden. They applaud that quiet, you know, unassuming, so to speak. But no, he's just as selfish as anybody else. He wants to win. He's a hell of a player. He's a good team player. But don't twist that and turn around that James Harden isn't a team player. He is a team player. He's a willing passer. Most of his turnovers are him throwing stupid passes to teammates.
Yeah.
They're bad passes.
Yeah.
They're, but he is trying to give it to somebody. He doesn't turn it over a lot trying to spin through five guys and take on the whole team. He's always been a willing facilitator. And James Harden, his game has improved dramatically, and it improves every year. It gets better. But people want to dog him a lot because he's from here, and I do feel that he gets, you know, extra heat because he's from here and because he has a beard and he dated a Kardashian. Hell, a whole bunch
That's
of
the
y'all,
worst part.
Whole bunch
Let's
of y'all
real.
Dogged him for not going to the Olympics. Like, oh man, you don't even want to represent the country. And no, your best season came after you went to the Olympics. Why wouldn't you do it? Blah, blah, blah. James Harden has played more minutes than any player in the NBA since he came to the Rockets. James Harden played in the Olympics in 2012, played in the World Championships in 2014. The only other player who did that was, Carmelo Anthony. And then he decided not to play in the Olympics to get ready for this season. People dogged him for doing that. And now he comes into this season and showed, hey, I needed the summer to work on it. And they're like, well, Kawhi Leonard continues to get better. James continues to get better, too.
He does. I mean, and by the way, I just want to say, I don't know for sure that Bryant and Kawhi Leonard actually worked out. From what I heard, and it was during a broadcast, Reggie Miller, I guess, was the one that stated that they did. And then when he came back, he had to correct himself and said they talked about it, but they never did. But I digress on that. But I think that you're right in the sense that James does get a bad rap for being selfish because he is the point of emphasis in the offense. But I don't think he's a selfish player at all. I don't think you can lead the lead in assists and be selfish. It's the same thing that people say about Westbrook. He's selfish and he's a ball hog. He just doesn't have anything around him. He has to be. I don't think it's the fact that he's selfish. In that regard, I think James does get a bad rap. He's not a selfish player.
And when you're James Harden, you have that beard and you have a little more personality and you got
some
shoe
contract
and you walk around like you,
stir him up.
You want to be the man. You get more attention and you bring it on yourself. I'm not saying that. But when Kawhi Leonard was on the team that won their last championship, 2014 was the summer they won the title, and he was the finals MVP, he averaged 14 points a game during that playoff run, those 23 games. So he had bad games too in there. But nobody cared because he's only Kawhi Leonard. Because he's quiet. James Harden has a bad game. He's terrible. Before that, Kawhi averaged 8 points a game in the playoffs. 13 points a game in the playoffs.
But did they win, though?
Why you got to bring that up? What that got to do with anything?
All of a sudden now,
you want to keep scoring the games. You want to act like winning got something to do with what they play.
But did they win, though? All right, guys. This Friday, it's Trailer Wheel and Frame Friday. John Raheel and Unfiltered will be broadcasting live from 9 until 1. Trailer Wheel and Frame is conveniently located at 45 North, just after West Canino. Come hang out, enjoy the shows and refreshments courtesy of Cat's Coffee, Rudy's Barbecue, which is always good when they're out there. Oh, so good. And St. Arnold's Brewery. Yeah, that's right. They got beer out there. All you got to do is just go hang out with them and enjoy the shows. ESPN 97.5. Go catch John and Raheel and Unfiltered 9 to 1.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, what a heck of a show we've had thus far.
I can't believe this is the last segment. This show has gone by so fast.
It really has. Maybe it's just Nick's outstanding producing.
It could be. It could be the zesty alcohol that I've drank.
Not paying attention to you guys have really made this show just
ignoring us.
Just fly.
It was only twice.
It was only twice he said, "Yeah, blah blah blah," and you said, "I just said that," and he's like, "Oh, well, I would."
Yeah, I totally.
I do that like every day.
I try to block y'all out. Yeah, yeah.
I have more important things to deal with over here.
It's like drinking beer.
He's over there drinking beer, watching porn.
Yeah, are you? Yeah, have you ever watched porn?
No to drinking beer, no to watching porn. Would never do that.
Tell the truth, Nick. Have you ever watched porn in that producer studio? Not one time.
Well, that's an easy one. Not in the producer studio. That's an easy one.
Not in the producer's. Yeah. I like the precise wording. Yeah.
You've never had.
Why would I do that?
Not watch porn. You've looked at a pornographic image.
Yes. There ever been a naked woman on a screen in there
part of the
while
show.
You were running a show?
No.
You're a damn lie.
Then you're not even working. Because I've watched Jong work, and boy, there's porn come across his screen all the time.
That's why Jong doesn't wear sweatpants to work.
An engaged man. Don't put him in that.
Yeah. I didn't say he had to be performing on himself or anything. I just said the porn on
performing?
Performing on himself.
Is that what you call it? Well, my wife walked in and saw me performing on myself yesterday. Hey, I got a performance later tonight. I'm going to stop by the Walgreens and get some Jergens. I got a performance later. And I got to be ready to perform. I got to take a nap before a performance. You still get stage fright? What? Oh, my God.
You all stand-up comedians. You take performance all literally.
Yeah.
You see a performance as a whole different kind of thing. You need an audience.
Yeah, I got to have people watching me. That's right.
They pay to watch you perform.
Any way I can get the laugh.
What, your performance, what do you do, 3-minute sets?
Why would I drag it out like that? Why would I drag it out like 3 minutes? What am I, a marathon man? No way.
Laminack will be over in the next minute and a half, give or take.
Yeah, don't worry, guys. It's no big deal. Hey-o.
What else is left? Where else are we going? I didn't realize we're already down to the last segment. Only a lousy 9 minutes to go.
Yeah, what was the deal with Matt Harvey? He had a press conference?
From the ESPN.
That was an update. My bad.
That wasn't porn you're watching. She didn't even sound like an ESPN announcer. No. She sounded like one of those fake porn people doing.
I'm not going to go. I'm
and
not going to go off
does
on
not
that.
Stand for programming.
She's an
ESPN.
ESPN. I'm an ESPN.
Oh my God.
You see, that's what you get for lying a minute ago.
Yeah, now I haven't been drinking, and then you pot up the wrong thing. It's some porn chick.
Here's Matt Harvey.
Okay. Sure, thank it you, is. Everyone. Matt will have an opening statement and take a few questions.
First off, as I just did with my teammates and all of the coaches, I apologized for my actions, and I do apologize for my actions. Obviously, I'm extremely embarrassed by my actions. I apologize to my teammates, to the Mets organization, to the Wilpons, to all the way down. to the Mets fans for doing what I did. And yes, I was out on Friday night, past curfew. I did play golf Saturday morning, and I put myself in a bad place to be ready for showing up for a ball game that is my responsibility. And I take full blame for that, and I've apologized to my teammates. I've apologized to the coaches, and I'm doing everything in my power so that that never happens again. And like I've said, I'm extremely embarrassed for my actions, and I'm working forward to getting things back on track and doing everything I can to help this team win and help this organization moving forward. And they all have my word on that one.
Yeah. Now,
I didn't
know. This is not a very serious thing, first of all. Let's start there before we start ridiculing the guy, because it's not that serious.
I didn't. Well, that's the thing. I, honest to God, I had no idea what he had done. Mm. I just know he got suspended and they were keeping it under wraps. And then there was the thought that it was because he put a dildo in the background of a picture. You saw that picture, right, Jerome?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I heard.
Yeah.
But there I didn't see it.
So they thought that that maybe was it. But
is
then
that
it
what
comes
you
out,
back there looking at?
Right, yeah. Nick made that
that's
his background.
That's why I wasn't participating the whole show.
But it's like, what?
I was just looking at a picture of a dildo.
Is that what you perform to?
Yeah.
Anyways, I didn't know. And now this is what he got suspended for? Well, for missing curfew and playing golf.
No. See, that's the
was
thing.
It the drinking?
No,
was it?
You can skip curfew.
Okay.
It would just probably give you a little fine if they found out about it. So he's out to 4 a.m.
Okay.
Having a good time. He wakes up Saturday morning or stayed up all night, one of the two, and went and played golf. And then he didn't come to work Saturday evening and said he had a migraine.
He lied.
He didn't lie. He had a migraine that was brought on by staying up all night drinking and playing golf in the hot sun on Saturday morning. So he couldn't make it to work Saturday, and the Mets were worried. No, actually, they claimed they were worried about him. They were more trying to catch him in a lie.
Right.
And they sent people to his house and knocked on the door, and he was indeed there, but it was obvious he was just hungover.
Now,
that's why he couldn't come to work, and he was supposed to start on Sunday.
The problem I have with this is, yeah, who cares? Like, who hasn't done that? Who hasn't called in sick to work when you're not really sick? Jerome, put your hand down.
I have.
You are a damn lie. You are a damn lie.
Would never do that. Only Barry would do that.
See? Yeah, two of the three of us.
Y'all make me so sick. The two
non-white people in here have never done that, because we can't do that thing. We have to be better than you.
We'd be fired.
We would be fired. Thrown, not under the bus. We wouldn't be allowed to get on the bus ever again. We'd be off the bus permanently, because we don't have that kind of luxury.
Are you done? Are you done with this?
We shall overcome.
I got nothing. I can't believe I made it through 3 hours.
Like, who among us?
I know.
Haven't just called in and faked it.
I thought it was such a great. I was 3 hours and 54 minutes. And then in the last minute, he starts singing hymns. And I got nothing. Damn it. You win this time, Jerome Solomon.
No, we don't all do that.
I mean, that's just basic.
Y'all all do that.
No.
We can't do that. This is not the way America's built.
Well,
we show up drunk.
Yeah, come to
with
work
a bad
drunk.
Attitude because we that drunk.
We show up to work drunk, claiming things like James Harden is better than Kawhi Leonard. That explains why you claimed it. Now you're drunk.
But you'd rather me call in.
Well, you almost did. I thought you were showing up at 12:59. I didn't know.
Was the show on the air?
You. That's true. You were out in the car drinking, weren't you?
I was not late.
You know what? I got one for him. James Harden is much better than Kawhi Leonard. This is gonna get him.
Oh, you just mad because I threw the white thing on.
Yeah, I am. I'm pissed because I had nothing.
I honestly was ready for it. I knew I'd sneak one in before it was over.
Yeah, at the last minute too.
The music brought it out right, didn't it?
Makes me sick.
I should have did it in Sugarfoot's voice.
Who?
You know, some old white dude. Hey, enjoy the third. I can't believe that was 3 hours.
Thanks for being here, man. Appreciate you coming in again. Always a pleasure.
Indeed, indeed. You did an outstanding job. Funny as always. Nick, appreciate it.
Good job, brother.
We hope you didn't get you any trouble
Thank
with
you,
your
sir.
Porn thing.
Oh, I hope he's in trouble now. I do.
Can't send HR around to check his computers now. It was nice knowing you, bro. Enjoy your work
my
here.
I went incognito.
You don't read
like
the little thing in incognito that doesn't hide it from your employer?
What?
You amateur.
Why are you turning red? I didn't know you could do that.
It's kind of brown red.
Yeah, it's more maroon, but whatever.
A little burnt red. Anyway, coming up next, the two best in town, Fred and AJ on the Blitz. You got to enjoy that thoroughly. Back tomorrow. Is your boy back in tomorrow?
He is back again. Joel, yeah. Barry, and Nick. The
Joel
usual
Barry
suspects
Nick,
will
the
be
usual
here.
Suspect will be their usual selves tomorrow. And catch me one of these days down the road. Enjoyed it thoroughly. I hope you did too. Peace.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.